Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Our 683rd Neon Jazz Show begins with the veteran guitarist Dave Stryker, teamed up with Bob Mincer and the great WDR Big Band. That was the tune Trouble Man off the 2020 CD Blue Soul. This cat has over 30 CDs as a leader, and this particular project has Dave doing a bit of that soulful guitar in front of a world-class band led by Bob Mincer's creative arrangements and his playing. After several appearances as a guest with Dave Stryker's organ trio, Bob had the idea to arrange some of Dave's music to feature with him in the ensemble. Bob thought Stryker's nip takes on 70s pop tunes from this 8-track series, as well as originals, would be a good fit for this big, dynamic kind of band. So we did catch up with Dave during the summer of 2020 to talk about a pandemic CD release, and this is what he had to say.
Well, we just don't know what's going to happen, so I wanted to get the music out there still. I mean, touring with a big band is not something that's would have been easy to do anyway. It was more of a project that was a special, you know, once in a lifetime kind of a event. You know, spend a week in Cologne, Germany, with the WDR band, and so I'm glad I had it documented and that I decided to put it out on my own label.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a home of world-class jazz, from the birthplace of Pat Metheny here in Lee Summit, Missouri, to Charlie Parker in Kansas City, Kansas, right here in the Kansas City, Missouri metro area, firing right into 2021 with all the jazz might we have. From the talented Brooklyn, New York-based tap dancer, singer, and producer Liberty Styles, full of new sounds, fusing the jazz with the electronica, this is the tune Rome Wide, off her newest 2021 EP with the same name. And when we get into this, she opens up about her hope in this post-COVID-19 world we're entering.
I just hope that we'll all be able to be even more present as listeners and as participants in live music. Just fully present, and I guess to me, to participate in music is to dance. I really dig it when people are at a show, a live show, and want to get up and dance.
Going up and down and all around these mountains. Gonna sit down.
to Miki Yamanaka's album Human to Sweet, released in September. Thanks for listening on Neon Jazz by Joe DeMino.
That was the always fresh and ready to roll New York-based pianist from Kobe, Japan, Miki Yamanaka, with the tune First Day of Spring off the 2020 CD Human Dust Sweep. Inspired by a 1969 photograph, Human Dust is by conceptual artist Agnes Dennis. Human Dust Suites is a five-part, and each explores a certain aspect of the human anatomy and the role it plays in creating a whole life. She saw this exhibit in the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago, and the project of music ensued. And we talked to her about this CD and the world at large. Have a listen.
So I was planning to release this record before things went down. That was supposed to be in August. And when the things went down, I just felt very depressed. And I was like, well, should I even do this? Like, is this the time? Like, people are dying. Like, is this? But then I was like, well, I'm not doing anything, that's for sure. I recorded this material, which I'm really, really, like, close to. Like, I feel very personal. If I can share that, I should do that.
On this next track, we say goodbye to our first major act of 2021, and it's a big one, from famed tuba player Howard Johnson, who left us at the age of 79 on January 11th, 2021. Along with the tuba, he could play so many other instruments, and he was a huge force in jazz, doing a lot of side work over the years with Hank Crawford and Gil Evans. This is the tune Testimony, circa 2017, with his group Gravity, as we say thanks to a master. I'm sorry.
Hey guys, my name is Anthony Fung. I'm a drummer from Toronto, Canada, living in Los Angeles. Yeah, you're listening to Anthony Fung on Neon Jazz from out of Kansas City. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening.
That was drummer, film composer, producer, and bandleader Anthony Fung with the song Forever Prelude off the 2018 CD Flashpoint. He was born in Richmond Hill, Canada, and has been playing the drums since the age of 10. These days, he is based in Los Angeles, California, and is one of the foremost up-and-coming drummers of his generation. We talked with him during the summer of 2020 about all things music and why he digs it so much.
It's almost as if, I don't even feel like I'm really working. right? I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm very fortunate to get the opportunities that I've been presented with. You know, I've gotten a chance to play with some of the world's best musicians, and super lucky, you know what I mean?
From a very cool set of live discs from Smalls and a gig that was done in New York at the Fame Club, this is saxophonist Joel Fromm giving us something that we call a little extra off his 2017 CD. Enjoy. Thank you.
Hi, this is Claire Daly, baritone saxophonist, coming to you from New York City. I'm excited to be releasing a record of music of Rahsaan Roland Kirk. I hope you enjoy it here on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the coolest baritone sax cat going. Claire Daly joined by the band with the tune Momentus Briticus off her reissue of Rah Rah circa 2020. The rambunctious spirit of multi-instrumentalist and composer Rahsaan Roland Kirk is reflected in the interpretations in these originals that she plays. It was in honor of Kirk, who would have been 85 in 2020, and it's hard to say, man, exactly what he would have said about this year that's gone down, that's been full of surreal and tumult. So we caught up with Claire in the summer of 2020, and she talked art.
In a crisis, you want to have some artists around and some creative thinking, because it really helps. It has helped me.
From the award-winning saxophonist, composer, and bandleader originally from Israel and based in New York, this is Dean Sir with the 2020 tune Centerpiece off the CD Moments of Inspiration.
if you're hip, you have to listen to Beyond Jazz with Joe Dimino. This is Carl Saunders, jazz trumpet player, and I want to leave you with that very insightful advice.
That was the very veteran King of Cool, jazz trumpeter, composer, and educator Carl Saunders with the tune Walking on Air off his 2020 CD. This cat has gotten around in a great career around the jazz sun, playing with the likes of Stan Kenton, Buddy Rich, Bill Holman, and Claire Fisher. He also gigged with Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Mel Torme, and Paul Anka. He was born in Indianapolis, and his first 5 years were mostly spent on the road. He has an interesting tale. We caught up with him to talk about the future, since he had such a past this is what he had to say.
I think jazz has a bright future, because if you stop to think about it, and what I've found around the country, every high school has a jazz band.
From the fearless keyboardist, composer, arranger, and band leader, Carl spent some quality time with this cat. This is Claire Fisher with America the Beautiful off the 1967 LP, Songs for Rainy Day Lovers.
Everybody out there, I hope you can dig Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. This is Steve Slagle. Hope you're digging Dedication, my new one, and all the great music that's played on Neon Jazz. Keep listening.
That's a journeyman that's made the world of jazz full of a robust, much-needed sound for decades. New York City saxophonist, flautist, and composer Steve Schlegel, joined by his trio with the tune Alive off the 2020 CD Alive in Harlem. Over his career, he has released 20 CDs as a leader, and on this latest disc, he pays respects to the master, Charlie Parker. And with that in mind, we should close the show out with the proverbial Kansas City jazz sun. This is Yardbird with the tune appropriate for a closer, Cheers. And as we waltz away with Bird, let's listen to Steve talk about him.
Just a kid and first listening, that would be one of the first sounds that caught me specifically on the alto saxophone and made me want to play it. And I grew up listening to it before I ever even played saxophone. And I loved the sound that he got almost all the time. It didn't matter what horn he was playing or whatever.
So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and both a virtual and real cool cat, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Keep jazz alive, man, and enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.